Hello.
Hello.
There you go. So everybody can hear me? And you on time.
That's fantastic.
All right. Awesome. 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 All right. Let's get this shindig rolling. All right, geeks. You know what time it is. Episode number 5. Crossover.
Titled, I Hate Skype.
And titled colon I hate Skype colon zero issue.
There's no colon. There's no colon. That's just I hate Skype, and that's the end of it. I hate Skype, apostrophe to indicate how much I hate Skype, and then that's the name of the movie. Quit trying to add stuff, Ronald. Quit
You at
trying to
least
add
got to add
stuff.
an exclamation
Really?
point. It.
I mean,
Yeah, I agree with the exclamation point.
Lord have mercy. Well, I don't know. Let's start the show. Jesus.
Was a perfect intro.
Yeah.
Let's put a smile.
Don't mind the perturbed Devin right now. He's a little upset with Skype, but it's all good. We got it all figured out.
No, we didn't. It still sucks.
I'm sorry.
Moving on. Moving on.
We'll make it work. Try to.
Somehow, some way.
Somewhere. Well, I'd like to introduce our special guest here today. He's the host of the upcoming sports podcast, Midnight Sports Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Marcus Daughtry.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody?
Yes, man. So, I want to know something. How did you come up with Midnight Sports Podcast? How did you come up with that title?
It's funny you should say that, man, and you're delving into my personal life a little bit, okay?
Let's
I've
keep it.
known
Let's keep it
y'all guys.
G-rated, though.
It, okay, because you know me.
Yeah. Yes. That's why. That's why I threw
That's true.
Man, this is like way before I even met y'all boys. When I was just came home from moving from Atlanta because I was going to Georgia Tech at the time, and I used to frequent Savannah State's campus a lot because of the lovely ladies that was out there, and
I was just gonna ask you, why would you ever go to that god-awful place?
Shout out to all the Savannah State students out there that might be listening.
I love Savannah State. I'm just joking. Hey, Shannon Sharp, the pride of Savannah State. Woo!
Uncle Shannon. But yeah, man, and the girls noticed from the girls' dorm that I will always get there like around midnight to see a girl that I was seeing. So I just became out of the blue Mr. Midnight. I would walk out the dorm and all the girls would be like, "Bye, Mr. Midnight." And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
All right.
And my homeboy who Devin kind of know, Mr. Yeah, the guy.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, he caught wind of that, and he was like, dude, that's your nickname from now on. So it has stuck with me since 2002. And yeah, it's a long time. It's been a long time. And that's how I became got the name, because I was like, you know what? I'm going to name it after myself, but I'm not going to use my real name. So I decided just to go Midnight Sports Talk. And it stuck.
Yeah, because that's your Instagram handle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my Instagram handle. That is my old handle from when I was from one of my many Xbox Live gamer tags. Mm-hmm. And it's also part of my Twitter handle. So it's always been that. And in fact, before Facebook decided, hey, you got to use your real name, that was also your name.
It was also Miyoto Peacecraft at yes, one point. Yeah.
It still is Miyoto Peacecraft on Facebook. I mean on Xbox, by the way.
Shout out to Gundam Wing.
All right.
Hero, kill that man!
Best Gundam ever.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And also shout out to the Tall Geese.
The Tall Geese. With this nice mohawk face.
Oh, man. So, okay. There's a lot of sports podcasts out there.
Yes, yeah, way too many.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try to name them all, but or even try to like a portion of them, but to make it more, what makes your podcast stand, what's going to make it stand out more than anyone else's?
Basically because, you know, I have a passion for sports, like I ain't gonna say like no other, but it's deep. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of these people, man, where I'm not just gonna talk about sports, I'm gonna talk about life too a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. Because as y'all boys know, I have a very funny and interesting life.
Yeah.
And,
very yes. true. Very
folks,
true.
Folks, that story you just very heard about his nickname, that's just a snowflake of the iceberg you just got right there.
That's and, real stuff right there. Real and, stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to talk about things that's going on in the world because I feel like my generation kind of dropped the ball a little bit when it comes down to putting out issues and stuff. So the show is going to be 85.9% sports, and then the rest is just going to be my everyday life, my co-host everyday life, which, by the way, one of them is actually on this podcast, Mr. Devin Johnson.
That's right, guys.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
¿Qué pasa?
You know, even though I hate Drew Brees, but that's another conversation altogether.
Well,
That's another conversation.
Yeah. If I mean, y'all gonna handle it, I'm just gonna be in the living room watching whatever. I'll let y'all hash this out. If y'all gonna fight.
And also a special guest that y'all had on in one of y'all earlier episodes, Mr. Raymond Holmes. He's that's also right. gonna be a part of it.
Yes. Now, also, you're gonna find this podcast on SoundCloud, right?
Yes, it is going to be on SoundCloud. I'm also on a upcoming trip that me and Mr. Johnson and Mr. Holmes will be doing in Atlanta. We're actually going to see Atlanta United versus New York City FC. And this will be my second MLS game. And that'll actually be Mr. Johnson and Mr. Holmes' first MLS game.
I can't wait.
And we're going to be in the fabulous brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia.
AKA so the Bird's Nest. The Bird's Nest.
Shout out also to Dirty Bird Nation. But
don't do that. You're going to make me throw up too.
I'm sorry.
I told you. It's a chain reaction, man.
Says the Cowboys fan, but anyway.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them is right. Like,
how about them?
How about them Cowboys?
But nothing, I was right. Going.
That's right.
I'm,
how about
I'm
your defense?
Doing a live Periscope from that game. You know, just before the game stopped. So you also see the Periscope on my Twitter handle, which is Midnight_Sport. So.
Fun times, fun stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this, and hopefully it'll be a hit just like y'all show is, because I've heard, you know, y'all show a couple of times. I actually listened to it at work, and people actually listening to it with me. So I'm like, yo.
Appreciate it, man. Hey, we need all the listens we can get. Come on. Appreciate it. And when is this going to drop? When is your first episode going to drop?
Well, if everything goes to plan, which I'm pretty sure it will be, it will drop the Monday after that game, which is going to be the second weekend in April, which I am bad with dates. So
I'm bear like, with them. Bear with them.
Yeah.
More info will come out later on, closer to the
day. I got two kids, and my days run together. So
that's all the explanation.
Boy, how do they run together? I got two kids, yes, and I work night shift, so I don't know what today is, to be honest with you. I hope I ain't late for work.
Oh man.
But yeah, it will be that weekend, with the Monday following that game, and it's going to be a good bit of shenanigans going on, man, because we're going to pretty much talk about that whole weekend in Atlanta, including the game, and being in Atlanta with those two fools, I know that's going to be an interesting
tomfoolery.
At his finest.
Tomfoolery at his finest.
I'm thinking the title of the show is going to be Strippers, Football, and Soccer. So I'm not. You know, I don't know. That's just one.
So, I might not even make it to the MLS game.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Y'all don't do a live tweet or some live feed or anything, because y'all going to look haggard. I get ready to go.
Like a zombie from the night before.
Oh my gosh. How everybody was on the end of that post-credits scene of Avengers, that's what it's going to look like.
Come on, when they was eating the shawarma.
Yeah, when they were eating the shawarma, how they look all tore up, tired and all that. Yeah, that's going to be y'all if y'all do live feed. Just the saying. Oh, man.
I have a United scarf wrapped around my head or something. I don't even know.
Oh man, well, I'm looking forward to this podcast without a doubt,
because there's a lot of stuff going on between now and then too, because you got WrestleMania in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got WrestleMania in 2 weeks in that swamp infested city called New Orleans.
I love how you keep hating on New Orleans.
He's a Falcons fan. He's a Falcons fan. What do you expect, man?
But you keep giving this cesspool that is the Atlanta Falcons all the credit. Like, they just do something every year.
Hey, we all right. We all right.
You know what? You describe your team just right. Y'all all right. Y'all all right to lose every year.
We is building our defense up to be the best defense ever.
I'm out. I'm dropping.
Folks, this is a little taste of what you're going to expect to hear in Midnight Sports Talk. These two going at it about their teams.
Because I'm a New Orleans fan, and he is a Falcons fan. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And Ray, I don't know what Ray is.
Interesting dynamic. I don't know what Ray is either. He's so... Sometimes a Dallas fan, and sometimes a Falcons fan.
Yeah, sometimes a Falcons fan. Yeah, so I don't get it either.
I don't get it. I think it was that one year when Dallas, like, embarrassed Falcons one year.
So he jumped ship?
He pretty much jumped ship.
Only to turn around that next year and we'll
jump ship again.
Jump ship again, yeah. Oh. I think it was that year Terrell Owens played for Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, Cavs should be strong from all that ship jumping. Just jumping ships. Goodness.
Should have cast him for Aquaman.
Oh. Stop. Stop it. Stop that. Stop the madness.
Hey, there's a fire. I'm just trying to pitch in, trying to add the feel to it, man. That's all. That's all.
Rey is not here to defend himself.
No.
So that's he's very unfair.
What's your
he's
point?
He's still trying to figure out why his creative fire on UFC got kicked out. But that's another story. Which we also will be talking about games on my show as well.
It's gonna come up. Yeah.
So that's
sure that's gonna
be a lie. Bruh. How?
Yeah. They fired his own creative person after he got knocked out 4 times in a row by the same guy.
Bruh.
I was like, hey, brother, we can't have this.
Internet said, how? We can't have you stinking it up.
You had to create another person because this is ridiculous.
Who makes UFC?
EA now,
it's
I think.
EA? Yeah. Okay. So EA was like, look, we can't have this kind of mediocrity displayed on our internet, man. We can't have that.
Yeah.
You got to go.
That's ridiculous. You got to do something. You got to change the game. So.
Dang. Oh, man. All right. So, guys, keep your eyes out for Midnight Sports Talk because you get these awesome, lovely topics on the show.
Strippers and soccer.
Strippers and soccer.
I don't know if I'll be able to talk on that podcast. I might still be. I might still be slightly inebriated.
Oh my god.
I don't know. It's a 50-50 chance I'll make it, guys. So if I ain't on there, you know why. Cause
he'll be there. He just won't be coherent.
I probably won't contribute anything to the conversation that makes any sense.
You just get nothing but grunts and
like, what you think, Devin? I sound like Lou Ferrigno.
Anybody got some Advil? What?
What? So what are we talking about?
What's up?
It gotta be the 800. Can't take that less. It ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm. I need some orange slices.
Not the orange slices.
I need some orange slices.
But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. And shout out to Raymond Holmes, man, for doing my theme song.
Yes.
The boy is talented. You know, he jumps ship and he makes music. I mean, talented.
Man, multifaceted. Multifaceted.
How do you compliment and insult someone at all at the same time?
It just happened.
It just happened.
Mark it down, folks. It happened at the 17-minute mark.
but yeah, man, he made the song what it is, man, and everything. He's a good dude, man. I've been my friend for a long, long time.
All of our friends.
And he did his thing, man. He did it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, I want to say this real quick. Hopefully, within week 6 of the show, I'm hoping to add some words to the theme song. So I have a homeboy, you know, shout out to King Vision on Twitter. He's going to actually do the theme song. I'm going to have him do it. And, you know, he's a talented cat, too. So it's going to be a damn good show, man. And I appreciate y'all boys for putting me on today to talk.
Oh, of course, man. That's what this, what the title of the show is actually called. Before I was, like, flabbergasted about Devin's frustration here. It's called Crossover. So, I mean, this is what it's all about, man. And I'm gonna get into it. Why Crossover is all about later on to the show. But, yeah, man.
That's not what the episode call is called. Oh, Skype sucks. I don't know what Ron's talking about, people. Skype sucks. I don't know what he's talking about. This crossover stuff is he delusional. So yeah, do whatever. It's called Skype. So yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm pretty sure everybody's seen the new latest Deadpool 2 trailer, right?
Yeah, I caught some of it. I caught some of it.
Red band or green band? Because I saw the red band. And I haven't seen the green band yet.
I saw the red band. I'm surprised. It actually looks good. I mean,
you thought it would?
Based off from what we heard about saying it was bad, or from that, you know, from last episode.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that has read that then. Okay, because yeah. I thought that was weird, yeah, because a lot of people were saying it was getting bad reviews and some screenings and something like
that. Yeah, because last we talked about this last week, there was early screenings, and there was rumors saying that the early screens weren't all that good at all. They were saying it was really bad. So, thus, there's also being reshoots being done. And mostly it was about more Cable and more Domino.
And he's woo, more Domino!
And Devin's all for the new Domino.
We know why.
And we all know why.
But, I'm not hiding it, buddy.
But now, seeing this this new trailer, it looks good. I'm not really worried about it being bad or not. So, I think it looked dope. They're introducing X-Force. I did not know that. So I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know either until I think it was Ray that brought it up last night when we was on Xbox Live, and he was like, yeah, X-Force is in this thing, and I'm like, huh? Are you sure?
Yeah, they formed a team in this movie.
Yeah.
From the trailer, from the Red Man trailer.
Mm-hmm.
He says it.
it's no, like, rumor suggestion. No, he says it.
Yeah, he says it in the trailer. Says it, yeah. So that their team name is X-Force, and then he do the Wonder Woman thing.
Yeah, yeah. Or Wakanda Forever, how you want to put it.
You just had to throw your Marvel stuff in there, didn't you? You just had to throw your Marvel stuff in there. You can't let DC be great at all. Just
are you serious right now?
It could have been the Wakanda. It could have been the Wakanda stuff. You know that came out last. It's the Wonder Woman stuff. Move on with life.
Is he really that butthurt about this? Like.
I'm mad you always upselling Marvel like they just the greatest.
I wasn't. Yeah, I just mentioned it. Yeah.
Move along, Ronald. Move along.
It's funny y'all arguing about this, because I was telling Devin before the show started how my son is sitting there watching all the Marvel movies while I left home. And man, the jokes flowing from Mr. Johnson was classic. Classic.
I asked him, what did he do to deserve such a terrible punishment? Watching all these movies? Nah, I just can't. I would never subject my child to such terrible punishment. You going to jail. Out. Child services is going to come to your house, just like The Sims.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's an inside story.
Oh, hey. Lord have mercy.
Ron, I have to tell you about that.
All right. Yeah, we will get into that. We'll definitely get into that. But who's Terry Crews playing in this movie?
I don't know. I was going to ask you that. Because he can't be Bishop, right? If Days of Future Past was a true thing.
Maybe? Dude, I don't know what to expect after Days of Future Past anymore. So I mean,
as action coming in 5, 4, 3, because it's coming.
You know it.
Like, I don't know what to expect after Days of Future Past, man. I really don't. So
I don't know what to expect out of anything they throw at us since Days of Future Past. Yeah. What is true? What's not true?
What's true?
You do see somebody spinning in Professor X's chair, though, but I can't tell who it is in that trailer.
I think that was Ryan Reynolds. I think it was. Oh. Yeah, I think it was him.
I haven't slowed it or paused it to see who it was. I just thought it was pretty funny.
It was. I was like, oh. Because he's like spinning around.
Yeah, he doing donuts in the Professor X chair.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
I don't know who Terry who's going to be playing, though. Do you know a lot about X-Force? Because I don't know much. Mm-mm. I mean, X-Force is Rob Liefeld, right? Mm-hmm. Yay, nay, no?
Yeah.
So there's one thing we'll know about the character designs. They'll all have too many pockets and a ton of guns. So there's that. Because that's all Liefeld does is stupid pockets and guns. See Deadpool, see everything in X-Force and New Mutants.
That's true. This is true.
And he doesn't draw feet, too. If you notice, he never puts feet in his panels.
That's a
crazy, right?
That's a very specific
analysis. Well, that's observation at his finest.
Because I would never pay attention to that at all.
Look at everything he's drawn. You'll never see their feet. Well, I guarantee you right now, if you Google it, you'll never see their feet.
Everybody's got their weakness, I suppose.
I guess so. It sure ain't pockets, because
it's not pockets.
Golly.
Or guns.
But they have a ton of those.
It's all feet.
It's feet.
The most simplest thing you think a person could draw. But okay.
So I guess like when he does somebody kicking someone, he puts their foot behind their head or
through their... he just make the panel so small that you can't see the whole foot going across.
Wow.
Like off the knee and just raising up, and he is the one inexplicable panel that say pow, and that's it.
Not pow.
Yeah, the Batman.
Adam West. Shout out to Adam West. Fish Adam.
Rest in peace.
That's exactly what I was thinking about, too. Adam West Batman.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. So I sent you two set photos of Brie Larson's Captain Marvel suit. What are your thoughts on that? Marcus, go.
Devin, you like to take that one first or me?
All right. You go ahead, Marcus.
First thought, I ain't going to lie, when I saw the color scheme, first thing that came to mind was, okay, why is this not red, blue, and gold? But then I thought about it, and I said, well, hey, maybe this is the suit that she might have got from the Kree before she changed the suit. I'm not sure. But I like the design, though. The design is dope. It's from what I read, the design is supposed to be close to what the comic book has now for her. So I haven't had a chance to really go back and look at the actual comic book design of it, but I just remember seeing that photo that you sent me. I remember seeing just that one. Mm-hmm. I think it was about 2 months ago did they first show that one, that suit. I'm not sure. That's my thought of it. It's a good design. I wonder if it's going to look better once she gets her color scheme in there.
Devin?
I hate it.
You just straight out hate it.
Yeah, I hate it. It looks stupid. Why is it green? It don't look nothing like any suit that she ever wore in any iteration of any character. It's dumb.
Okay.
That's all. I don't like it. It should have been... I would even prefer her wearing the one with the stupid shoulder pads on it, but... Who am I? It's dumb. It's really stupid. It is. I'm sorry. It just really is. I don't like it.
All right. So
It could change. I understand it could change.
Yeah, because
it could be post converted and just like that stupid looking Shazam suit that we see that looks so dumb. It could look different whenever it gets filmed. So.
Shazam suit. I have to actually go back and look at the Shazam suit. I haven't
it's
really
very cartoonish.
It. Yeah, the raw footage of it is bad. It's just raw footage. It'll probably look different. And I'm joking about just completely hating the Ms. Marvel suit. It's just I know that I have to post a look totally different. I wait until they release like some HD photos of her instead of some random person shooting pictures like they buy. As of right now, as of if that's the suit they're going with, I don't like it.
Yeah, those photos do look stalkerish, don't they?
Yeah. It kind of looked like Captain Marvel's suit, who she get her powers from.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that might be what that might be like the like you said, Marcus, the first iteration of the suit because of who she got her powers from.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
So
I like it. I mean, I actually like it. And
but we not do wanna like it, shocking. Ron.
So
I am not shocked at all.
So what my reasons of liking it is the fact that, yeah, like Marcus said, this is like their iteration to Mar-Vell's suit, which was it was green and white in the comic books, but having the green onto that suit was supposed to represent that. So she's probably wearing that suit or some kind of prototype Kree battle suit or whatever. So yeah, I'm cool with that. And she probably just end up getting her red and blue suit later on into the movie. So yeah, I'm okay with that. And another reason you probably think it might be green, maybe that's just part of CG. Maybe that's, you know.
Yeah.
It is probably, yeah. Once they go in, maybe it's a certain red they can't really get just making it on their own. So it just kind of just CG into it, into the film. So.
I agree.
So I got no problem with it being green.
I don't know, unless they keep it like that. Then it's like, why are you keeping it like that? Because that's stupid.
We'll see. We shall see.
Why not make it red, blue, and gold? That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all right. I think it'll be fine in the movie. Like you said, just once it gets all of editing out and all that stuff, it'll probably look a little better. Because heck, you yourself, Devin. You yourself. You know where I'm going at with this, right? Mentioned that, oh, I don't like the Iron Man Spider suit, but it looks better in motion.
I didn't like the Iron Spider suit in Homecoming.
But it looks better in motion in Infinity War?
Good in it looked like a stupid Power Ranger suit in
it's the same suit, Devin.
No, it ain't. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm out first.
No, you
can't be out first because I just said it. I'm out. That just, oh my goodness.
Watch my Skype hang up anyway.
You know, wow.
Yeah, that's his reason. He likes it more because it was in motion.
Well, I do. It looked dumb just sitting there. It was like a Power Ranger suit. I didn't like it. I can have my opinion.
Yes, you can. Ronald. So can I. Hey.
Don't judge me.
Okay.
Don't judge me. I don't like it in Homecoming. What that got to do with the Marvel suit, the Captain Marvel suit anyway? That had nothing. Two different reasons for me liking.
Look, I had to give you a little mess because you gave me a little mess of me liking Captain Marvel. So there, now.
Even Marcus said, "Oh, what do we expect? We all know you were gonna like it."
How do you know that?
We knew you were gonna like it. He even said it as soon as you said it.
Of course. So
Ron,
I mess with you.
You like everything Marvel.
I don't like everything. Ray
loves everything DC. He likes Suicide Squad. It's over.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I think that's all I had. far as was there anything else you wanted to talk or express on Brie Larson's Captain Marvel suit?
Nope, it's dumb. You love everything Marvel. Move along.
Here we go.
Yeah. Alrighty. Trying to hold my tongue. I'm holding my tongue.
What? Am I lying? Tell me I'm lying.
You lying. See, you can't.
I'm not.
So I like Iron Man 3.
Yeah, you defend that movie.
Really? Okay, we moving on. So you want to lie. Right. You want to lie, we moving on. You want to lie. All right.
I thought you did like Iron Man 3.
No.
No. Now, you know what? I do remember that. He did not like Iron Man 3. I do remember that much. I do remember
that. But you like that shit show that is Age of Ultron. So, I mean, that's pretty bad, too.
Not that bad.
You of all people should not like that movie. You put me onto the book that made me not like that movie.
How can you? That's, oh my. Okay. Okay. All right. I just don't see how you can like hinder it even more with Rage of Ultron. But all right.
So Age of Ultron was a good movie. It was a good Avengers movie, is what you're telling me.
It's good. Overall good, yes.
No, it's not.
It's
Ultron was bad. His terrible Optimus Prime, Michael Bay lips was bad. Everything was bad. The Hulkbuster fight was bad. The Hulkbuster should not beat the Hulk. It was terrible.
It was bad.
The post-credit scene was the worst.
It was bad. You know that movie's bad.
So you like all the Thor movies?
I enjoyed them, yes.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Okay, all right.
You know, we don't have to talk about it no more.
Jeez.
Those movies are trash.
Okay, all right.
Oh. I convinced you holding steady because those movies are trash. Especially The Dark World. It is so trash.
You know what? It's funny because Tim loves The Dark World. I hated it.
Oh my God, why? Why?
I hated it.
That's the worst of the three. I like Ragnarok, but...
And you know what? I hated Dark World so bad, I didn't even go see Ragnarok. I'm so serious.
Ragnarok either. I didn't go see Ragnarok.
You didn't see it?
I didn't go see it for the same reasons. We're not going to talk about how I seen it, but I just know that I didn't go see it.
Wow.
But I see. Yeah, I told you I saw it.
Yeah, but then you said you didn't, so I was like, so you lied?
No, I said I didn't go see it. I didn't go to the movies and see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-mm. It's not bad, Marcus. You should watch Ragnarok. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's the best of... It's the best of the three.
Yeah.
It's the best of the three? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I actually had, like, part one, the first one. I actually liked the first one. So if it's better than the first one, or as good as the first one, then okay, I'll go see it.
It's 10 times better than the first one.
Mm-hmm. Well, as before we come to a close, I wanted to talk about what this little idea I had called crossover. Zero issue, I guess.
Movie announced the guy comes in and says, in a world.
Yeah.
With the very dramatic music playing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We basically what crossover is all about is us, like we're doing here, we brought our friend here who's starting a podcast pretty soon. And we want to bring in other people. If you got a project like a podcast, If you have a book, a movie, you write or you do music, whatever it is, we want to bring you on our show to do that. We'll probably do this like every 5-6 episodes, Devin.
Okay.
Kind of, it'll be our little annual, I guess, in a way. Yeah, so, I mean, it's just us being, we just up and coming, and we would like for us, for everybody to spread the word about us, get ourselves noticed, and we just want to return that by bringing other people out and get their stuff out too. So, if you have a project or anything like that, come hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, and also Facebook as well. Our Twitter handle is Ego Podcast. Instagram, Ego Podcast as well. And our Facebook group, just type in Extremely Geeked Out. And yeah, just hit us up. Let us know who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, because I will be returning the favor with y'all as well.
Appreciate it.
So.
Yeah. Marcus, give you your Twitter handle.
All right. The Twitter handle is sports_midnight. That's the Twitter handle. Right. I think I gave y'all the wrong one earlier. I'm not sure.
It broke up earlier. So
yeah, it is. It's sports_midnight. And, you know, hit me up. I'm always on. My phone literally goes off all day long. So I'm always looking at it and everything. And my Instagram is Midnight Sports. You can catch me on there too. You actually see a bunch of pictures of me at games and with my family and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a good time. The Facebook page, I do not have that up yet. I had one up and I took it down. I'm actually going to reboot it. So that will be coming up soon, and I will post that on Twitter when that's officially back up and running.
All right. And Marcus, it's been a pleasure getting you on.
Always, man. Always. Yep. You know, I love y'all boys. I've known y'all for about, damn, it's been 10 years now. It's actually been over 10 years.
Over 10 years.
And it's been the fall. The fall of 08.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been about 10 years now, man. And it's been crazy from our trips to Atlanta. With Ray almost killing us going down runway streets.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, you missed out on that one there, Devin.
He caught it when we went to Jacksonville, remember? When we went to Jacksonville.
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He did, yeah.
I remember. I was in the front seat.
Sorry.
I'm gonna be the first to die. Yeah. But I'm used to that because Ron here does not like the color red, so he runs those lights all the time.
I don't like red, man.
So his excuse is that's why he run those lights, because in a stop sign, it's not going down. You're not stopping from those stop signs.
I gotta be somewhere, man. Gotta be somewhere.
Yeah, death. That's what it's gonna be if you keep running these stop signs. Crazy.
Well, that's all we got there.
That's how you end the episode. Bad driving tips, ladies.
That
remind me from last night when he kept saying Hondo.
Hondo.
He kept repeating Hondo.
His name is Hondo. His name is Hondo. Like, no, man.
Oh, man.
That's another inside joke, Ron. We got to tell you.
We will. Y'all going to have to inform me on this one.
Please.
So, all right, guys. That's all we got for today. As always, thanks for listening. Until next time, peace.
Peace.
Yeah.
Extremely. We'll be right back.